In our previous year, we began a discussion about the important issue of being kovei itil mitorah. And in today's year, we continue with quoting the words of the Shulchan Aruch and Aruch Chaim, Simen Kuf Nun Hei. The Shulchan Aruch says, Ach Shietzim Beis HaKnesses, in those days, they had two separate locations. One was the Beis HaKnesses where they davened, and the other was the Beis HaMerish where they learned. So says the Shulchan Aruch, Ach Shietzim Beis HaKnesses, after the person leaves the Beis HaKnesses, Yelech LeBeis HaMerish, he should go to the Beis HaMerish, V'yikva Eis Lomayd, and he should identify a time to learn. And says the Shulchan Aruch, V'tzarech sh'ois eis yir kavua, that time has to be hard and fast. Shelo yavirena, he should never miss it. Af emusav la'aviyach habei, even if he can make a lot of money. And as the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Gemara says, Hayotzim beis haknesses, v'nichnas beis hamedrash, v'ois b'toyra. Somebody leaves the Beis HaKnesses and goes to Beis HaMerish to learn. Zoichu mekabel p'nei shechina. He will be mekabel p'nei shechina. Shenema yelchu melchayu lelchayu, yiroa lelkim b'tzion. The Mefarshim point out that not only is the Shulchan Aruch teaching us that obviously one should start his day with learning, but they take it a step further. As it's very clear here, one has to learn, has to have a kvius that he has a set time and a set place to learn every day. And actually, we who are learning Masechet Yuma could appreciate this very much. Because as we learn in Masechet Yuma so many times, the first carbon and the last carbon, which was so significant in the Avodah of the Beis HaMikdash every day, was the carbon tamid. What makes the carbon tamid so special? The fact that it was tamid. Every day, the first carbon and the last carbon. That's why it's important to have a very set time and place to learn. And the Ramah Mepano, in fact, says, not only should be a set place to learn, a set lima to learn, but even a set time. There is a discussion if somebody's learning after davening, what should he do? Should he eat breakfast first? Because as the next sif in the Shulchan Aruch here teaches us how important it is to eat breakfast, or should he learn first? Actually, I saw the Mefarshim say it depends. If he's going to be learning for a while, so should he breakfast first? If he's just going to be learning for a shorter amount of time, he should learn and then eat breakfast. Furthermore, even though the Shulchan Aruch says that one should learn after davening, the Mefarshim discuss how important it is to learn day before davening. Some say that's pshat kavati itim loshen rabim. One should learn by day, before davening, after davening, by day and by night. I saw that the Mefarshim explained that the word kava means to steal. Kavati itimutara, a person should steal time to learn. There's always an excuse why not to learn. But the person should always try to schaparai to learn. And there's a very famous story from the Mata Ephraim. It's known that he was a very wealthy person. He was a banker. But every day, he would be locked up in his room for a number of hours learning. And no matter what important issue came up, his family, his associates, had instructions that he should not be disturbed. And he says, the pasuk says, "Zois haTorah adam ki yom espoil. Ein divrei Torah meskaimim ela ami b'mishe meimis atzmai." Divrei Torah only can have a kiyum if somebody dies. A person supposed to be Maisa Nefesh for Torah. He said a different pshat, that if somebody is not in the world, Rechman al-Slan, so you can't ask him a question as much as you would want to. He says one should teach his family and his associates that during the time that he's learning Torah as if he's dead. So you can't bother me because make believe I'm not in the world anymore. Continues the Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch says, the Mishnah Berurah, before we go further, says that when it says here learn, everybody has to learn Tanakh, Mishnah, Gemara, or Paiskim. And the Mishnah Berurah goes on to say that people who only learn, listen to what the Mishnah Berurah says, 3 or 4 hours a day, they shouldn't only learn Gemara, they also have to learn Halacha B'maisa. The Mishnah Berurah says, because everybody has to learn Halacha to know how to act as a religious Jew, and learning and therefore learning Halacha is so very critical. The Mefarshim also say that learning, there's a special chashivas, there's a special significance to someone who learns and could be mechadish Torah. Furthermore, if someone is mechadish Torah, he should write what he was mechadish. The Sefer Chassidim in Siman Tov Kuf Lamed says, "Komi shigiloi Hakadosh Baruch Hu Dover." If somebody Hakadosh Baruch Hu taught him some Torah, vein a kaisva, and he doesn't write what he was mechadish, v'yachal lichtoiv, and he could have. Harei goizel mishigaloi. It's as if he stole from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. Ki goigiloi, Hakadosh Baruch Hu taught it to him. Ela lichtoiv. That was the reason that Hashem gave you the chiddush. The ksiv soy Hashem lireyov uvrisoy lohaydiyom. So it's so incredible to write your chiddush Torah. Mefarshim also say if somebody was zoicha to learn Torah, he should teach it, and be, especially if he was mechadish, he should teach that Torah to other people. The Mefarshim also, the Sefer Menorah Samor, and other Sfarim speak about the importance of having one Masechta, or that he should concentrate on. He quotes a Medrash Tanchuma. He says there was a Chassid who always learned Masechta Chagiga, constantly reviewing it, knowing it all the time. When this person passed away, no one knew about his passing. So there was a woman that came to the town crying and saying, "There's a terrible tragedy." And what's the tragedy? This person passed away. And she's crying and saying to everybody, "Please give this person who now left the world the proper respect." And they asked this person, "What is your name?" They asked this woman, "What is your name?" So she said, "My name is Chagiga." After they buried this person, she was no longer to be found. So the Menorah Samar explains that the Masechta that she learned, that he learned his whole life, came to help him in this world, that he should be buried with the proper respect, and help him in the next world. And Ramban, in the Igeres Ramban, says a very powerful lesson. Ukshe tokim in a sefer. He says, when one finishes learning, techapis bedova shalimadato, try to take a lesson from what you learned. Im yesh bedova shatuchel kaima. If there's something that you learned that you could apply to your day-to-day life. If there's something that you learned that you could apply to your day-to-day life. There's a very interesting vort from the Egli Tal in the Hagdoma to his Sefer. It's interesting Hagdoma in general. The Egli Tal says that from when he was a young boy, there was no day in his entire life that he wasn't mechadish chiddush Torah. But he says there further, even though we know normally there's a rule of mitzvahs, lav lehenes nitno, that we don't do mitzvahs for enjoyment, he says Torah is different. He says that Torah, specifically has to be learned with simcha. And that's why the Mefarshim explain, we say every morning in the Berachas HaTorah, V'harevna. V'harevna means that with davening HaKadosh Baruch Hu, not just that we should have the opportunity to learn Torah, V'harevna, we should have the opportunity that we should have the opportunity to, that the Divrei Torah should be harev. Harev means that they should be sweet. And the Mefarshim also go on to say that a person may think to himself, how could I learn? I don't really remember what I'm learning. I really don't understand what I'm learning. A person, the Shulchan Aruch Rav says, after became B'tarsh V'peh, says the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Hilchos Talmud Torah, Perek Bey, Sif Yud Gimel, B'tarsh V'peh, Em Eina Maven HaPirish, if you don't understand what you're learning, Eina Nefesh V'limud, it's not really considered learning. V'apikein Yesh La'odim L'asim B'chol Torah, a person should learn, Gam B'dvarim Shlo Yuchel L'hovin, even what he doesn't understand, L'asid L'avoy, but what we learn in this world, even if we don't understand, Yiske, in the next world, Lahavin Ohasa Kala Torah Shosba Ba'ilm Haza, he'll learn and he'll understand the Torah that he learned in this world that he didn't understand that well. Flay Sigma Kaitzadata. First, also say that a schus to be able to understand your learning and retain your learning is to daven, especially Birchas HaTorah, especially have a rabbi. Those are the times to daven for Hatzlacha and learning. Another schooler I saw for Hatzlacha and learning is to kiss the Sefer Torah as it's taken out and brought into the Aron, to learn Torah b'simcha, and to connect oneself to Talmidei Chachamim are all ways of being, helping one to be successful in his learning. The Mishnah Berurah says in Sif Katan Hay that even if you have a person who, as the Shulchan Aruch said, can make a lot of money but doesn't pay attention to that in the time that he's learning, says the Mishnah Berurah, Ish Kizeh, such an individual, Humibali Amuna, Shemamun Abitayat B'Hashem, Shla Yetzalei Mezunaitzov. That's the person that is considered Baal Amuna. And says the Ramah further, Vaf Mish Eni Dei Lumad, even if somebody doesn't know how to learn, Yelech Lebeis HaMedrash, he should go to the Shir anyway, B'Shar Halich B'Yodai, V'Yikvalei Mokav V'Yilmad Matam HaShiyadeya, he should learn what he knows, V'Yachshi Bin Yonai, V'Yichnas B'Libi Yerushmayim. Spending time in shul, even if you don't really understand the shir so well, is a very worthwhile exercise. The Mefarshim also, the Paiskim also go on to explain that what's critical in success in learning is that a person should value every moment of his learning. And even if he doesn't have much time, every free moment that he can learn, he takes advantage to learn. That shows his chashivus for learning. It's well known that Rav Moshe Feinstein had a separate seder every day to learn Mishnayos Baal Peh when he would put together his talus and tefillin after davening. Also, the Chafetz Chaim says, if somebody doesn't waste time, that is it's a good thing to do anyway. And besides that, it's a good thing to do, it's also a schooler to succeed in your learning. The Paiskim, however, do also say that even though we're learning, how critical it is to have a kviyas for learning, one has to be careful not to let it become a nether. And certainly if somebody verbalizes that he's making a neder, that he's going to learn every day a certain amount, or learn at a certain time, that's considered a neder. But the halacha is that when it comes to nidrei mitzvah, even if you don't verbalize your neder, just thinking of the neder may make it into a neder. That's why the Mishnah Berurah says, Toiv sheyisna b'tchila, before somebody accepts upon himself a seder, he should say, Shelo yila davze b'neder, he should say, b'li neder, pen yizdam ezapam shelo yuchal hashlem. Maybe he won't be able to learn, and it will turn out that he violated a neder. The Paiskim however do say that if somebody accepted upon himself that he's going to learn something every day, and during the day something came up that he couldn't learn, he could make it up the night afterward. Because by learning, usually we know that the day follows the night. By learning, the night follows the day. What's the raya? Because we make Berachas HaTorah in the morning. We make Berachas HaTorah in the morning, and we don't make Berachas HaTorah until the next morning. So we see that the night follows the day. If the person didn't make up what he learned that night, so it's too late to make it up. But the Pais can say, even though he didn't make it up, he can't make it up in terms of the nether element, the Pais can say, still, he should make up the learning, the daftim, the parakim that he learned. Furthermore, I saw from Shlomo Zalman that in order to avoid a problem, we don't want that somebody, because he accepted upon himself learning, he should turn into a question that he violated a neder. So Shlomo Zalman said that when somebody says Hataras Nedarim on Erev Rosh Hashanah, that it takes care that all the Kabbalahs that he made and that he will make in terms of learning, that they should not be considered a neder, that if in case he doesn't fulfill what he wanted to do, it should be considered that he wasn't over a neder. Furthermore, the Shulchan Aruch Rav in Perek Beis of Hilchas Talmud Torah Sif Yud Beis says, Komash loymed behira levad. Somebody just learns by thinking. So efshaloy lohaitzi besfasov. And he could have verbalized what he said. He says the way you're supposed to learn Torah, the proper way of learning Torah, is by articulating the words of Torah. Of course, the Pais can say, if you're in a place where you can't verbalize the words, listening or thinking Divrei Torah is better than not about thinking something else. Because obviously there's nothing more important than learning, and the Mishnah Berurah in the Bir Halacha here in Simen Kuf Nun Hei quotes the Shulchan Aruch Yerideya that we quoted in the previous year and says how important it is to learn. He points out that there's a special importance to learn in the time of between Mincha Mariv. Instead of sitting around schmoozing, one should learn at that time. And then the Mishnah Berurah quotes the words of Chazal. Vitar HaKadosh Baruch Hu Alavon Avodah Zarah V'Gilui Arayos V'Shfichat Damim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could look away from these terrible Avodos of Avodah Zarah V'Gilui Arayos and Shfichat Damim. V'loi Vitar HaAvon Bittul Torah. Bittul Torah HaKadosh Baruch Hu can't forgive. And Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'esh she'enim zaras as atzmai l'kvoy le'itim l'tayrah. The person who doesn't strengthen himself to have a set time to learn b'chol yoyim b'vada yishor reikim mikol, he'll be left with nothing chas v'shalom. V'mayan al yoyim adin, what will he say when he leaves the world? V'chokham enim b'roishay. But we can only imagine that if the Mishnah Berurah Chazal teach us how terrible it is for somebody could have, didn't learn? What about somebody who did learn? And what about somebody who learned even though it wasn't necessarily easy for him to learn? He didn't necessarily have the time. Certainly, such an individual will have tremendous chus and tremendous schar.